Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
Time to prepare our tomatoes for planting in the greenhouse. And with us on the line is Master Gardener Ed Byarowski with us this edition of Garden Talk. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Matt.
So how hot is it in your greenhouse right now?
Well, right now at the moment it's about 50, 55 degrees. Got down to the low 40s. So my range has been 40 to 90 is the normal range of greenhouse temperatures.
Is that
from morning till afternoon.
Is that too hot for tomatoes?
No. But if it gets much hotter than that, if it gets 95 plus is a challenge. Partly to keep them watered well, but also because once they start flowering, that pollen can get too hot and then becomes unviable, and then you don't get pollination when you're out there shaking. My plants are not yet flowering.
Oh, okay.
So I just want to get them in the ground today, into the soil in the greenhouse, and then hopefully at some point certainly by June, some of them will be flowering. There's some flower buds on some.
Okay, and so what should we be doing when we put them in the greenhouse?
Well, for me, now I've got ground beds rather than pots in there.
Okay.
For me, that works better partly because that gives me a little more security. Those ground beds will hold moisture longer. And so where if I've used 5-gallon pots or larger in the past, and by midsummer when those plants are fully grown, or growing vigorously, on a day like today, I would be watering them every day. So this way I can usually go about 3 to 4 days before watering in there. And I'm also growing them through red plastic film, which I've done that for a couple of years. It works okay. It helps. It is said to help with improving their ripening odds, that the light reflecting off the red plastic helps to stimulate the potatoes in the right wavelength, supposedly. The other thing it does, it also helps conserve moisture in the soil and keeps the less moisture in the air, because we want the really good ventilation, but if we have drier air, then we also have fewer fungus problems.
And how big should the starts be when we move them out?
Well, that kind of more depends really on the variety of tomatoes that are being planted. Now, many of mine are indeterminate tomatoes, which will grow as tall as I will let them or as tall as I stake them up. Eventually, by the end of the summer, they'll be 6-7 feet tall. Where if they're smaller varieties, in any case, the determinate varieties, some of them may only grow 1 foot to 2 feet tall. They won't be as big. They are not as big at this point, and they won't get as big later. So it's more a matter of 6 to 8 weeks old, healthy growing plants and these have been hardened off now for about 4 or 5 days outside on my deck and in my greenhouse.
And it kind of goes without saying you're going to probably have to stake them up here or support them as they
grow. Yes. But what I'm going to be doing, though, my tomatoes, many of them are 12 to 18 inches tall, so I'm actually going to dig a trench in the soil in the greenhouse. I've already fertilized that ground, worked in compost and fertilizer, and I'm going to lay the tomatoes down in that trench, kind of like we've talked about planting potatoes with long sprouts on them, so that I can bury about half of that stem. They will put out lots of new roots along the stem, and then up they go, and I will... like you mentioned, stakes. I will have a small stake beside them to begin with. And then I have strings that hang down from my greenhouse rafters that I will then clip the tomatoes to as they grow up, again, to help keep them off the ground and, again, to help with the air circulation and all.
Okay. And just before we go, we only have a few seconds, but a reminder to water.
Oh, yeah, watering not just the stuff in the greenhouses, but our hanging baskets, newly planted stuff, trees. If folks have been planting trees and shrubs, yeah, make sure they are well watered. And use those water testers on the end of our hand to put the finger in the pot and see if it's moist or not.
Okay, Ed Byarowski, thanks a lot.
All right, you're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarowski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk, a weekly feature here on KTOO Juneau. It's 9 minutes before 8 o'clock. Grain for grain.